This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari, a student of the Islamic Seminary of Qom. And today we are going to just highlight a few verses from the Holy Quran, and these verses are in chapter An-Nisa, verses 15, 16, and 17. These are some verses which are related to tawbah, to repentance. To put you into perspective, of course, the word tawbah is an important teaching in Islam, which is commonly overlooked. God says in the Holy Quran, "Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin." No doubt, it is Allah who loves those who repent over and over and over again. Because the word tawwabin is sighatul mubalagha. It is actually a word which signifies that God loves those who repent over and over. Okay, and of course, even if a person violates his promises, his commitments, and his pledges, and he commits sins over and over, again, the door and the gate of mercy is open to him. And just as he commits mistakes and he repents, Allah loves the person who repents. There is a hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who said, Allahu afrahu bi tawbati abdihi min ahadikum saqata ala ba'irihi wa qad adallahu fi ardhin falat. Now, this hadith is really interesting. The Holy Prophet says that when a person repents, Allah rejoices more than one of you who found his camel after he lost it in the desert. I need to explain this a little bit because I want to put you in perspective as to what actually it means. Allahu afrahu bi tawbati abdihi min ahadakum. God rejoices, God becomes more happy than the one who loses his camel in a desert and finds it. All of a sudden, he runs into his own camel, which he was looking for. And when he finds his camel, he becomes so happy. He rejoices over finding his camel. That is how Allah rejoices. When his abd, when his servant repents and seeks divine forgiveness, Allah actually rejoices, becomes so happy. Now, this is a hadith which suggests the importance of tawbah. And of course, just a little bit of perspective, you know someone who could say things that really hurt me and hurt my feelings. I can't get them out of my mind. Every time I see them, actually I'm reminded of the things they have done to me. It's going to take a while before that scar heals. Maybe once it gets healed, it is possible for me to be friend with the person who abused me, who insulted me. Maybe it is hard for me to sit in the same room with that person, but now I got myself to be able to do that, to sit with that person and actually to forget that. I can actually communicate with that person or be in his presence, but to ask me to love that person, that's really hard because he has hurt my feeling. To ask me to love him to the same degree I used to love him, it's very difficult. Okay, maybe in some crazy case I can get myself to forget everything and find love for that person again. Is it going to be the same love that I used to have before? Probably not. But maybe it is some kind of love, okay? I might love him again, but it's not going to be the same love. Imagine this person does it again. He hurts me again, and then hurts me again, and then hurts me again. Forget loving this person, but is it possible to continuously forgive this person?
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
One scar is not even healed, the next one is opened up, the next one is opened up. Okay? I cannot keep doing it. I cannot keep forgiving him and loving. That's not what I can do. It is impossible to forgive him again and again. To put this in perspective, we do wrong. We neglect Allah. We disobey him. We disregard him. We do not do it once. We do it again and again. We do it over and over and over again. And yet Allah, so massive in his love and so incredibly infinite in his mercy and forgiveness, he does not just say Inna Allah yaghfiru tawabin, for example. He does not just simply says, but he becomes happy. He rejoices when you repent, and when you repent over and over again. There is no doubt that he forgives sins. He loves those who repent. But we actually mess up over and over. We commit sins. You know, as I said in the beginning, tawab is sighatul mubalagha, suggesting repetition. It suggests exaggeration. Okay, it is hyperbolically used in the ayah. Allah does not just say he accepts the repentance. He does not say he accepts the repentance. But he says he loves those who comes over and over and again, asking Allah to forgive him. He does not say that he says he loves those who repent over and over again. He says, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. And here is what it translates into simple English. It's in fact Allah who loves people who keep repenting over and over again. It's Allah. No one else is capable of that. That's only Allah who loves. As I gave you the example, the analogy, that if, imagine you have a friend, if he hurts you again and again, you will not be able, it is impossible for you to love him to the same degree that you loved him in the beginning. But Allah says clearly in different chapters of the Quran that he loves the tawabin, those who commit sins over and over and over again, and then seeks tawbah, then they repent over and over again. With the same degree of love. Not only he loves them, but he also changes his sayyat, his evil acts, into hasanat. Now this is a concept, that this is something that we need to explain, how the sins, how the evil acts are changed into good deeds. Inshallah, in the following episode, we are going to discuss it in more detail. And all this is to just simply say that in order for us to live a better life, we need to change our method and our manner of living, our way of living. And unless we change it, we will not have a better life. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. So I need. So I need. All I need.
Love is all I need.